Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Gard, we are starting this afternoon with Armie Hammer. Now, we last saw him in the Rebecca remake. What is he up to next?
Well, he's going to be in a new series, which sounds very intriguing altogether. The series is called The Offer, and it's about the making of The Godfather, which many people would love. And this is about the experiences, really, of the producer Al Ruddy. That's the role that Armie Hammer is going to play, alongside, I suppose, working with director Francis Ford Coppola and author Mario Puzo and producer, the infamous producer Robert Evans. So the series is going to sort of include previously unrevealed experiences about the making of the picture. It sounds really intriguing, and of course you're going to get a 10 episode drama from this, The Offer it's called. It's going to be debuting on Paramount Plus. That's their subscription service, but no doubt there will be a sort of collaboration with either a broadcast partner or a streamer this side of the Atlantic as well. So I think people will get excited about that.
I like the sound of that.
Series
yeah.
That's coming. Yes, and there was a lot in the casting as well, wasn't there, in terms of Al Pacino, and he was in and out in terms of whether wanted him, but the producers didn't want him. So I think it's probably, you know, that we know that's well documented, but what else? Mm. What else is there for The Offer to dish up?
Yeah, that sounds great. We look forward to that. Now, another series for Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, and her filmmaker husband, Ben Falcone. And they're joining forces with Netflix again, actually, to do a workplace comedy. And it's called God's Favorite Idiot. So this story revolves around a mid-level tech support employee called Clark, who finds himself in love with a co-worker at the exact same time that he becomes the unwitting messenger of God. So there's your setup for it. So it's going to mark the pair's sixth collaboration together, and their second actually with Netflix after recently completing a film called Thunder Force. So the project has gone straight to series actually, with an order for 16 episodes. Michael McDonald is going to serve as director and executive producer.
Very good. Now, we've been loving Hugh Grant of late. You know, he's been making really interesting career choices. People have enjoyed him in Undoing opposite Nicole Kidman of late. So what is he doing next?
Well, this, I mean, in terms of making good choices, and we've seen him actually jump around the genres as well in terms of where he's, you know, everything from the comedy element of Paddington 2 to now working with Black Mirror's creator, Charlie Brooker. So this sounds really exciting because obviously Black Mirror has a huge fan base, and Charlie Brooker has decided to do a project that is a mockumentary about 2020. So basically, because so much has happened this year, and
or not, as the case may be.
And Grant has been speaking about the role, and he says he's going to be playing a wonderfully bad character. Now, we don't know any more details about it just yet, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that because obviously the two of them combined is an intriguing prospect.
Isn't it just? It's going to be interesting, these kind of films that are going to be made about 2020. So that's one in the making already. Peter Dinklage, what is he up to?
So he's set to star in a contemporary reimagining of an iconic low-budget comedy called The Toxic Avenger. Now, he plays a struggling everyman who's pushed into a vat of toxic waste. He's then transformed into a mutant who must go from shunned outcast to underdog hero as he races to save his son, his friends, and his community from the forces of corruption and greed. Now, the original became a popular sort of midnight movie. It actually went on to have three sequels, a stage musical and a cartoon series, and indeed a Marvel comic as well. So that's The Toxic Avenger. Sounds sounds like a good project for Dinklage.
Okay, you've picked out a trailer for us.
Yes, this is about a detainee at the US military base in Guantanamo Bay. The Mauritanian is the name of the movie, and it's a really good cast. Jodie Foster, Benedict Cumberbatch, Tarhan Rahim, Shailene Woodley, and it's coming in February. And basically, as I said, it's about the US military Guantanamo Bay detention center. Mm. There's a man been held without charges for over a decade, and he seeks help from a defense attorney for his release. The defense attorney is as Jodie Foster in the movie. Do check out the trailer. It's going to be coming to cinemas sometime in February.
Well, of course, cinemas are open, Gareth, since we last spoke last Saturday. I've been to the Lighthouse already, and it's so lovely to be back in front of a big screen again. Wolfwalkers, we've been talking about it over the last few weeks and playing the soundtrack, but you can see it in cinemas, and it's just getting rave reviews, isn't it?
So Cartoon Saloon, the makers behind this movie, they've been nominated a couple of times for Academy Awards. I think this is the one that's actually going to win them an Academy Award. I know just it's probably early to suggest something like that, but I seriously think the reaction to it, the critics' response to it has been huge. Yeah. It's about a young apprentice hunter and her father, a journey to Ireland to help wipe out the last wolf pack, but everything changes when she befriends a free-spirited girl from a mysterious tribe rumored to transform into wolves by night. It's, you know, it has that unique style from Cartoon Saloon, and, you know, with the response there's been, wait till we see whether the Oscars are going to be virtual or whether they're in person. I think you're going to see Wolfwalkers maybe coming away with the top prize in animation.
I think so too. Well, we've everything crossed for a Cartoon Saloon, another wonderful, wonderful film from them with Wolfwalkers. You can see it on the big screen, which is great news. Now, we also have Mary McGuckian's A Girl from Mogadishu.
Yes, this is a story based on the testimony of Ifra Ahmed, who, having escaped war-torn Somalia, emerged as one of the world's foremost international activists against gender-based violence. So that's on the big screen as well, as is Pixie. This is a movie that stars Olivia Cooke, and also in there, actually, in the cast, you've got Alec Baldwin, Colm Meaney as well. And to avenge her mother's death, Pixie masterminds a heist but must flee across Ireland from gangsters, take on the patriarchy, and choose her own destiny as well.
Yeah, it's a nice one, this, to see on the big screen, because Ireland looks great, I have to say, and there are some lovely performances in there. It's sort of, you know, a little gangster flick set in the west of Ireland. You kind of know what you're going to get, but it's intriguing to see Alex Baldwin in the middle of it as an Irish priest. Colm Meaney, great as always, and a lovely performance from Olivia Cooke as well. Now, we've Shane McGowan, speaking of all things Irish, on the big screen too.
Yeah, this is a documentary about him called Crock of Gold, A Few Rounds with Shane McGowan. So it's basically, you know, unpublished archive footage and family footage as well, profiling, obviously, the composer and lead singer of the Pogues. And over on Netflix, there's an interesting movie as well called Mank. This follows the screenwriter Herman J. Mankiewicz's tumultuous development of Orson Welles's iconic masterpiece, Citizen Kane, in 1941. Directed by David Fincher, it's on Netflix as well, so do check out Mank, but of course, return to the cinema if you feel safe, because there's a lot of great movies.
Exactly,
there,
and I have to say, it felt very safe. Health and safety doing really well. So do go and support your local cinema. What about a TV movie for us?
Yes, so this is an Oscar winner, The Hurt Locker, which is a movie about two American bomb disposal experts operating in Iraq. They're assigned under a new leader after a previous one dies in action. However, the sergeant's sort of reckless attitude and love of battle constantly puts them at risk. Catherine Bigelow's Oscar-winning drama. It's led in the cast by Jeremy Renner, Anthony Mackie, Guy Pearce and Ray Fiennes. It's on Monday night, actually, on TG Cahir. It's on at 9:30. That's The Hurt Locker.
Great stuff. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.